Presidential primaries are being held tonight in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia. Preliminary polls show Barack Obama to have a good chance of winning D.C. and Maryland, while some say the Virginia race could be closer than expected. If Obama were to run the table tonight, that would mark a string of primaries and caucuses for him, with races in Wisconsin and Hawaii next week. The New York Times reported today that advisors, donors, and superdelegates for Hillary Clinton were resigned to the fact that Obama could possibly sweep the rest of this month's contests. That led to one anonymous superdelegate already pledged to Clinton to tell the Times in an often quoted line that, quote, "She has to win both Ohio and Texas comfortably or she's out. The campaign is starting to come to terms with that." The Ohio and Texas contests are in 3 weeks, but there are plenty of analysts who believe Clinton is still in the driver's seat. There's been speculation that if it becomes apparent that neither candidate will have the magic number to become the nominee after Ohio and Texas, that the non-contest in Michigan and Florida should be looked at, with possibly new caucuses being held in both states. Clinton won both, which under the rules imposed by the Democratic National Committee, awarded zero delegates. But Clinton has said that if nominated, she would seat both seats' delegations. But what if she's not yet the candidate, both when those contests could still decide the election? Tampa political consultant Anna Cruz is a spokeswoman for FloridaForHillary.com. She told WMF today that she is absolutely against the idea of a revote in Florida.
Florida voters voted on our primary date. Senator Clinton followed the early state pledge. She did not break that pledge. She did not campaign in the state of Florida, unlike Senator Barack Obama, who did. He placed ads, television ads, whether it was a national buy or not, it doesn't matter where you buy your TV, it's where your TV ends up. And he ended up in 1.6 million homes in Florida and campaigned here via television ads. And we played by the rules, and Florida voters voted. And we need to ensure that those voices are heard. And I think that our elected officials and senators, like Bill Nelson, are trying to work through that strategy as we speak.
Now, St. Petersburg Times editorialized last week saying and arguing that there should be a revote, that this, I know you say that he did campaign because of television ads, but he nevertheless didn't come down here. Neither did Senator Clinton, neither did Senator Edwards at the time, what have you, that it certainly wasn't the type of election that most Florida Democrats would hope for. The candidates themselves decided not to come down here after the DNC penalized, took away the delegates. So you would just be opposed to that right now.
The problem with redoing an election, the logistical problem of that is that, you know, how do you do it? Do you do it by vote by mail? Do you do caucuses? Florida voters don't even really understand the caucus process. Many don't even know what a caucus is because we've never had to do that. Trying to educate a state this size and its landscape and simply the way that the state is laid out, it's impossible to get a fair result out of caucusing. And we also have to go back to the fact that we have already voted, and we can't ignore that.
Mrs. Clinton keeps on talking about Ohio and Texas, kind of her bulwarks. I heard a supporter of Obama say this morning that's kind of like her Rudy Giuliani strategy now. We're not going to try to get any of these wins down here, but go for the big wins next month or what have you. Are you concerned at all? You know, there's been some talk now that the momentum, which maybe is overrated because it's gone back and forth forever, but it seems like now there's real pressure for Mrs. Clinton to do well, not just win, but maybe win strongly in Texas and Ohio.
Our focus is winning in the big states. If this is going to be a battle for delegates, we're going to go after those larger states and concentrate those efforts on those larger states, particularly, you know, Ohio and is somewhat reflective of where we need to win in the general election, and those states are important to us.
If the Democratic nomination does not come down to Florida being involved, then it certainly will come down to the hottest people in the Democratic Party these days, the superdelegates. Tampa Bay Area Congresswoman Kathy Castor is one such uncommitted superdelegate. She did tell WMNF's Sean Canaan that she will make up her mind soon about that.
This is an exciting election year because we're going to have an opportunity to change the direction of the country. So it's no wonder that we have so many people enthused and involved. And then to have two candidates at the top of the Democratic side that are essentially in a tie right now. But I think the way to go now is to let it play out over the next few weeks, get through the next couple of primaries, and see where the delegates are.
And do you know which way you'll vote?
I've been neutral, and I'm probably going to make an endorsement over the coming month, but I'm talking with both campaigns, particularly about health care.